shooting out sparks over 38 states, the Canadian plains, and the tequila fields of Mexico.
A program most deserving of a grand introduction.
The Nocturnal Journal.
The Talk of the Town. WGN Radio 720.
With your guide, Dave Hoekstra.
Daytime turns me off and I don't mean maybe. 9 to 5 ain't taking me where I'm bound. When it's gone, I run out.
Welcome to this week's edition of Nocturnal Journal here on WGN. We got a good show tonight. We got the people from the Wild Hair celebrating their 30th anniversary. We got Beach Bum Berry, but who else would we start it off with but Beetle Bob out of St. Louis, Missouri. How you doing, Bob?
Dave, just excellent, my friend. Like you guys up in Chicago, enjoying this nicer weather here.
So, Bob, you sent out a thing this week. You've done 7,000 shows in a row going back to December. I'm going through my memory here. December 25th, 1996. Is that right?
Yeah, the streak actually started there with Brian Hedeman of the Bottle Rockets. You know, one of your favorite bands and mine did a tradition that day that he did it for about 15 years in a row called the Brian Hedeman Christmas Show. And he would do like a solo thing and do cover songs, and it became a tradition. But that's when the streak started, of all days, Christmas Day.
And it's seven. I mean, Dan and I have done about 50 shows, and it's tiring. You've really done seven. Now you've done 7,000 in a row. You told me once you keep a diary, right?
Right, I keep a diary, and it's been 7,000 days in a row. And, Dave, when I say seeing a show, I don't mean just going in and watching half an hour of a band. Technically, you could say you saw a show that day. I mean, you got to see, you know, like, you know, at least 90% of the show to count, you know. So I don't just go in there for a few songs and say, okay, I saw a show. Technically, you could say that it's going to be, you know, 90% of the show, you know. So that's what I've done. So I've been blessed with good health, and luckily we have a good local scene here in St. Louis. So when there's not a national act coming into town or one that I don't care for, that takes care of, you know, my musical entertainment with our music scene here in St. Louis, just like up in Chicago. You guys have a good one as well.
So the streak is considered, even when you go out of town, I've seen you at the Jazz Festival in New Orleans, up here at Fitzgerald. So that's part of the streak, out-of-town gigs?
Yeah. A couple have been in Chicago. One of my favorite stops up there, of course, is the Fitzgerald's Americana Festival. Just in representing everything good in Americana music and the history of the genre. And also Lollapalooza, the Pitchfork Festival, you know. And even the Hideout, that one of my favorite little clubs up there, has a nice little street festival I've gone to a couple times. So, yeah, there's a lot to keep me busy up there, and I've had some really great experiences up in the Windy City.
And so you can verify this. If somebody of Guinness Book of World Records wanted to put this in their book, you could say, here's my diary, here's the 7,000 nights I went out.
Yeah, that's the best you can do, because, you know, a lot of the club shows, the thing is with a lot of club shows, you don't have, you know, tickets, ticket stubs or things like that. You know, you might pull a poster off the wall if there's one with the date on it, but yeah, that's the best I can do, is just offer a diary to say it. But Dave, you know, it's not important for Guinness Book of Records for me. It's just all the enjoyment I've had over the last 19 years or so and more, counting before the streak, even of all this great music. It's really been an exhilarating experience, to say the least.
Now, fact check this for me. You don't drink?
No drink. I mean, I never, you know, like a lot of young kids, I tried it, and I just never liked alcohol, even the more milder stuff like wine or champagne. Just never, it all tasted bitter and sour to me. I just never developed a taste for it.
Have you had tequila?
You
and I should have some tequila.
Just a tiny sip, okay. And then that was enough. That was enough, because I heard it was pretty powerful stuff.
It is.
So, yeah. So I took just a little sip. I mean, a real little sip, you know, just to say I tried it, you know, but that was it.
You've never been married, right?
No, never married. I think that helps the streak going, too. It'd be tough to find a wife or a special one in your life that would let you go out that many nights in a row.
where are you going tonight in St. Louis?
Tonight, just going to catch some local bands tonight. It's kind of a slow night for national acts. Tomorrow I'm looking forward in St. Louis. The great Gary Clark Jr. is going to be in town. and that's going to be a killer national act tomorrow night in St. Louis. But just going to catch some local bands tonight, kind of, you know, floating around there, the local scene, you know. And nothing, the national acts that appear tonight, not to my cup of tea, so to speak. So I was going to keep it, you know, local band-wise tonight and go to a couple local band, you know, shows tonight.
What do you do when you don't feel good? Yeah, I mean, everybody gets sick. What do you do if you don't feel good?
Well, you know, it's funny, Dave. You know, I've often kidded people. I think the reason I can go to so many shows is that outside of the rock and roll venue, I lead what I call a non-rock and roll lifestyle. Don't drink or smoke. Never taking drugs. And, you know, for the past, you know, 32 years, been a strict vegetarian. You know, I think that helps. Once in a while, I might get a little head cold, but luckily, no flu during that time or any serious ailments or laid up in a hospital for something. So I've been, pretty fortunate in that regard.
I want to go over some of the greatest moments. We have listener Anthony always. He wanted me to ask you about how he saved your life at a Iggy Pop concert at Lollapalooza. Do you remember that? Were you getting on stage? Were you near the stage? Do you remember what happened?
Oh yeah, got to dance on stage with a lot of bands. In fact, if you go on YouTube, you'll see some of those moments. Just press Beatle Bop Lollapalooza on YouTube, and you'll see a bunch of them. And getting to introduce a bunch of the bands, that was really an honor too. You know, it's always an honor to get up there just to. But some bands would even invite you to come up on stage and dance once in a while, and that was kind of cool. You know, I tell you, one of my all-time experiences in Chicago is when I got to MC the last show at the time when they were breaking up of Guided by Voices in the Metro. It was New Year's Eve 2004. It was a 4-hour, 63-song concert. They made it into a DVD, which you can get, called The Electrifying Conclusion. You'll see me introducing the band and coming out at the end of this, the concert, try to not that I needed to do it, try to say, hey, let's bring it back for an encore. Then you'll see me dancing on stage with them. But that was one of my probably greatest moments, Chicago concert moments of all time, was to be able to MC that last show. Because after they did that show on December 31st, 2004, they broke up and they stayed that way for 6 years until they reunited in 2010.
I remember you at Fitzgerald's 4th of July Festival. Didn't you sing with Sid Straw and the Skeletons? I think you did I Want to Be Your Boyfriend.
Yeah, I get to sing that. Yeah, that was a thrill. I mean, those guys, were the best Americana bands of the last 30 or so years. And, they always invite me up for either to dance or to sing. And that was I got a lot of videos of that over the years, too, that the guys have sent me. So, yeah, that was and to do it at a great festival like that, the Americana in Fitzgerald's, which is one of my mainstay festivals that I just love attending.
Do you have a car? Do you drive? Or do you, I think before you've taken buses up here, how do you get around?
Get a lot of rides with friends, yeah. Travel with them. Believe it or not, I do like traveling, but I just don't like driving. I just, didn't care for it too much, you know. So I'll mostly go up just like I did to Chicago with a bunch of friends. That's how I hit the Lollapalooza Americana, Pitchfork, and things of that nature, you know. So, and I'll go up there. Of course, your great Chicago Blues Festival is another one of my favorites, and came up there once in a while just for some club gigs, you know, at the Empty Bottle and the Hideout, you know, I really enjoy your club scene up there. It's always a happening scene.
How did it become Beatle Bob instead of Trogs Bob or Dave Clark Bob?
Well, the Beatles are my favorite group of all time, and actually received the name from a Catholic nun in grade school.
Sister Celeste, right?
Yeah, Sister Celeste, yeah. Right. Yeah, we were supposed to be reading our geography books, and behind my geography book, I was sneak reading a 16 magazine All Beatles issue. And I thought I was getting away with it. Well, she raced down the aisle, took the magazine out of my hand in front of the class, said, "That'll be enough of that, Beatle Bob." And the name stuck. So, considering some of the nicknames that have been given people, I was pretty fortunate. I got a good one.
Did you have a Beatle haircut then?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
You know, I mean, I talked to you not long ago, maybe about a year ago. I love, if you could tell me the story about, it just sticks in my mind. It's so evocative of growing up in South St. Louis and the fence and the backyard. You remember that story? Can you talk about that?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, as a youngster, about 8 or 9 years old, I was just starting to get into rock and roll thanks to my aunts and uncles. They had a lot of records, you know. And we always hit the top 40 radio station, KXOK, which was the big one around our town, St. Louis. But what really inspired me to really catch the rock and roll bug, there was these teenagers in the backyard next to me who were throwing a party, a night party. You know, these Chinese lanterns strung around. They had a record player, and the kids were dancing, drinking Cokes, and eating pizza. And, you know, I snuck on my belly and got real close to the fence, and there was like ivy over there, so kind of covering it. And just observing the whole scene, and it was just transcendental, you know. The kids were dancing, they were having a good time. They had some good discs, they were playing some good 45s. And it just struck a chord, man. This is the lifestyle for me.
That seemed to be a real root memory for you, you know what I mean?
It did. I just remember that night especially, you know. And they were playing one great record after the other, and they were really getting down and into the groove of dancing and that, too. And just it was just one continual, you know, party the whole night, you know. It was just fun watching them do their thing. It was, you know, it just seemed so much fun. And you know, as a lifestyle, it seemed that I kind of gravitated towards that, you know, in years to come.
We're going to take a quick break, and then I got a couple more questions for you, so don't go away, and I want to cut into your Saturday night. So don't go away, Bob, and don't go away here on Nocturnal Journal. Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal. We're here on the line from St. Louis, Beatle Bob, who should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Bob, we should start that petition drive, right?
I guess so, Dave. Yeah, that'd be the best way to set it up.
What'd you do on the 7,000th show? I mean, I think you went to a place called Foam. Sounds like a birth control thing, Bob.
Yeah, believe it or not, it's a combination coffee house and bar, and they serve this real quirky drink specials, you know. And in fact, one of the bands, Dave, for your listeners out there, was this really good band from Dresden, Germany, called the Roaring 420s, who are going to play Chicago the 1st of March at the Empty Bottle. And I really suggest it for your listeners out there to go catch them. It's kind of like a combination between surf and 60s garage psychedelic. They're really, really good. And that's what enticed me to come out that night. We had two good local bands playing, but the Roaring 420s, who are going to be in Chicago March 1st at the Indy Bottle. If you're looking for something to do out there, listeners in Chicago, go check these guys out.
Oh, that's a good tip. Now, people have asked me, I've known you forever, how you make a living. You've told me there's you've done some social work, and I know you've done radio, right? Tell us what you do during the day.
Well, I do the social work thing. I work for a couple organizations. One is for a place in St. Louis called the Victory Center. It's kind of a part-time thing there. And then the other one is in La Posada, Texas. I work for, I do some stuff on the internet trying to help them with refugees or immigrants who are trying to get status here in the United States. So I do that during the day. And then once in a while, I do some radio stuff on, there's a website I work for in St. Louis called OnSTL, onstl.com. Some writing for them. And there's an internet radio portion of their show that I do sometimes as well.
So the shows, I'm going to ask you, give me a couple of your most memorable shows. You know, not just dancing on stage, but something that just really hit you artistically.
Well, my favorite one should come no surprise to you. About 4 years ago, Paul McCartney here at the Savas Center with the St. Louis Blues play hockey. That was, you know, a big one. Al Green at the Fox Theater in St. Louis. I mean, the guy still is one of my top vocalists of all time. It was such a transcendental moment. I mean, just the way he sings with a mixture of soul, R&B, and gospel fervor. and it still takes me to the other world whenever he hits it in the high gear. And I really like those. And you know, on the lesser known level, I really liked there's a band from Nashville, really good band called Low Straitjackets.
Oh yeah, they're going to be out with NRBQ.
Double tour. Right. And Eddie Angel owns one of my favorite record labels down there with his wife in Nashville. And they're really good. They play mostly instrumental, but I mean, it's kind of kitschy in a way. But they all wear these wrestling Mexican masks and do their thing. But it just transports me to a time when music was in its innocence and meant entertainment, meant to be entertainers on stage and not do anything controversial, just for the sake of gravitating towards the means of hey, this is what's happening.
Conversely, what about disappointing shows? Where what was a show you went to that just didn't click with you? It was an off night.
Well, I would say, luckily there hasn't been too many. Maybe a performer had an off night or something. And I would say one night in St. Louis, we had the Neville Brothers. But that was basically more the sound system than anything. And I think the guys, it kind of pulled them back a little bit. They didn't seem as enthused because they were upset with it. And as a result, they weren't as enthusiastic about it. It was just a combination of those two, because I love the Neville Brothers. When everything is clicking for them, they're one of my favorite bands. And they come from one of my favorite music cities in the world, New Orleans.
Where do you... couple more things, we're gonna have to say goodbye. But where do you do your shopping? Where do you get every time I see you have these mod jackets, nice shirts and stuff? Where do you get your wardrobe?
Well, there was a gal that used to own this great clothing wholesale store called Hullabaloo down in Ottawa. He's still a good friend of mine, and Hullabaloo became world famous in terms of movie producers would go to her warehouse, which she did, Dave. She would go to old warehouses where vintage clothing, original clothing from the 50s and 60s, and sometimes even before those decades, were just sitting there in mothballs and wrapped up, and she would get them dirt cheap. But, you know, Spike Lee came down for a couple of his movies. Crybaby and Hairspray, featured their Hullabaloo's clothes in their movies.
John Waters.
The Brady Bunch movie. Both the Brady Bunch movies featured Hullabaloo clothing. And that's just a few of the movies I mentioned. Anyway, Donna was a good friend of mine, and she would always give me a lot of free clothing because I was like a walking advertisement for her. She knew I would go out of town to all these festivals. People would say, hey, where do you get your clothes? Here's Hullabaloo. They'd carry her cards with her. So I was kind of like a walking billboard for her.
Boy, it's something. How long – you're the Cal Ripken Jr. of rock and roll fans. How long do you think you can keep it going?
Dave, I tell you, as long as the music, is good out there. And, what helps me keep the streak going, another thing I should add, I'm into a multiple of genres. Rock and roll, obviously, but blues, R&B, soul music, bluegrass, Cajun, Zydeco, jazz,
You just went to the Folk Alliance. I keep up with you. You went up to the Folk Alliance in Kansas City, didn't you?
Right. I just came back from that. Yeah. And 5 days, I saw a band of, over 100 bands, literally, because each band only plays 30 minutes. And the music starts about, 6 in the evening. It goes to like 3:30 in the morning. And each band only plays 30 minutes. That's why you see so many bands, is because a band only gets a 30-minute time slot.
That's really something. So what's your summer schedule before we wrap it up? Are you going to come up here? Are you going to go to Lollapalooza? Am I going to see you at Jazz Fest?
My good friends at Fitzgerald, my favorite club up in Chicago, which I just adore the ambience of that place, the people, the staff that work there. I'll be up there for that again, Also, too, I come up once in a while for my favorite cable TV show up there, Chica Go-Go.
Jake.
Show. Yeah. Jake Austin. And Jake Austin puts together, publishes one of my top 10 music, pop culture magazines, Rocktober, and I just adore. I get every copy of that magazine. And for you Chicago people, if you've ever picked up Rocktober, make sure you can get some back issues. Go to the Rocktober website and stack up, because it's still, even though the old issues still stack up as being, you know, just a immeasurable wealth of entertainment.
Well, thanks for joining us on your busy Saturday night, Beetle Bob. You be safe out there in St. Louis.